Good morning. My guest this morning is Lindy Brown, who describes herself as a Pengrove resident. Good morning, Lindy.
Good morning. I'm a Pengrovian.
I like that. Okay. A big celebration at Pengrove July 2nd and 3rd. Tell us about it.
Well, Saturday, there's one event. It's the Rancho Adobe Fireman Pancake Breakfast.
Right.
And they really serve it up. They're grilling pancakes and ham, eggs, fruit, and juice. It's really inexpensive, $7 for adults, $5 for children 12 and under. The real fun thing is seeing everybody who turns out for it. And then they do, they set a room on fire as a demonstration to show what the fire is like with and without sprinklers.
Wow, what a show.
That's always a big hit.
I assume they do a different room every year.
I don't know what they do, but I'm going to be seeing it.
Right. Oh, good. Okay, but then July 3rd is more
That's the all day long.
It's
the major fundraiser for Pengrove Social Firemen.
Oh, great.
And at 11 o'clock, it's the parade, and it's a pure Americana. Tractors, bicycle groups that do tricks, kids on floats, a band from the Twin Oaks, and it is blissfully short. Sometimes it's over by 11:40.
Is it one of those small-town parades where you watch the parade until it ends and then you join the parade?
It's kind of like that.
Right.
It used to be the Nave Patrola would be in it, and then they would, you know, hang a left and go into the bar as soon as they got by the judging stand.
So basically this is at least one group that it's for is for Sonoma County people who have kind of forgotten there's such a place as Pengrove.
Well, Pengrove is a special place, and the parade is like nothing else you've seen. It's short and lovely. And you can come early because we just found out Smart Train will have their train,
Smart Train,
on display before the parade. It'll be from 9 to noon only tours.
Are they gonna actually make that train move and give you a chance to get on it, if only for a few minutes?
It won't be moving. It'll be stationary. They'll have an ADA ramp. You can get on it and see what it's like inside. And it's kind of a big deal for us because we haven't had a passenger train through Pengrove in almost 60 years.
Wow. And you told me before the interview started that the train passes very close to your house, right?
Yeah, you can hear it. It's fairly quiet. You know, they have to have all the air horns blowing that it's coming. But it's not nearly as loud as Harleys at night. So
all
of us who live here, we don't even hardly notice it.
Well, you'll notice it because you can be out there bright and early to get on it. And instead of braving the freeway, you can sit back and watch Sonoma County, Marin County, and so forth just pass on by.
It'll be fun.
Yeah.
So the parade is great. And then afterwards, there's a wonderful barbecue and games and music in our Pengrove Park. And funds from that do help preserve and maintain the park. It's owned by Pengrove Social Firemen. We'll have an old-fashioned pit beef barbecue. They go out the night before. They dig the hole. They lay the logs. We see the fires burning. And it's pretty special. And, of course, there's barbecue chicken also, beef sandwiches, oysters, hot dogs, drinks, and Lagunitas beer donates beer.
Oh, Lagunitas, God love them. They are so free and open with beer donations. And
they're a great support in the community.
Yes, they really are.
And the grand marshal of the parade this year is Ellen Harris. She's a former teacher, and she wrote a book, Pengrove Past and Present. It's a history of Pengrove.
Oh.
There'll be no dogs in the park, though.
I saw that.
And you're not allowed to bring in food and coolers.
I'll tell Dexter he can't come.
Okay.
Thank you, Lindy, for coming in. Let's see. If people want to find out more about the parade, the number is 794-1516. To find out more about the breakfast, the number is 795-6011. And there's always PengroveSocialFireman.org.
That's right.
Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacobetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.